You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Pretty interesting survey that came out. They were asking people, the question is really simple. It's like, what do you think people are just pretending to like?
And without even reading the list, I mean, I instantly went potlucks. I mean, just boom. I feel like that's one of those things where somebody suggested at the office and everyone's like, yay, a potluck. And then they go back to their cube and they're like, screw that potluck. You're wasting my time.
We've been joking about IPAs, the type of beer, on this show for the last couple of weeks. And number nine on the list was the taste of particular alcohols, including IPAs. In fact, they list it.
They taste like sewer
water. And I do
think
that it makes you seem like you are some sort of evolved beer drinker. If you gush, it's not a big deal if you like it and you drink it. But when you gush about it, the rest of us are like, quit being a beer snob.
I love the taste of burnt hair. It's my favorite. Shut up.
Number 11 on the list is Bubble Bath. But now, come on. You know me. I love my Bubble Bath.
You do. I haven't taken a Bubble Bath since I was six, so I can't participate.
Well, I haven't taken one in the last 4 years because I hate my new tub.
Oh, no.
I hate it. I won't get in it.
Well, you've got a hot tub. Go dump some Mr. Bubble in there and have at it.
Oh, I wonder how that would work out.
It would be a mess, actually. Don't do that.
What else do you see?
Being a parent definitely made the list. You know, I actually posted this on my Facebook a little bit ago, and a few people actually said kids. I mean, everyone pretends to like kids until you have them, and you're like, oh, my God, this is the worst sometimes.
You can also put as a subnote of that, OPK, other people's kids.
Other people's kids, for sure.
People pretend like they like certain other people's kids.
Yeah, while you're around.
Oh, your son is so adorable. And inside you think, oh, that kid is the Antichrist.
You totally talk trash about the kid once it leaves, you know, and you're like, man, I'm a grown adult belittling a child right now. I do like the running outside as a form of exercise, and people on my Facebook said marathon, so it's the same thing. You pretend
I have to highlight number five, which is camping.
Oh, yeah.
And especially that's a big Colorado thing, right? You've got to put that on your dating profile, and you've got to put it on Facebook and such that you love camping. I know that there are some people who are absolutely crazy about it, but my suspicion has always been that about 50% say they like it, but that's just to fit in. So I think there's half of people who do love it and the other half who say they do, but they're like,
But while they're in the thick of it, digging a hole to poop in, they're like, why am I here?
Who talked me into this?
I hate this.
You had an issue with number one on the list.
Well, it's spot on for me. I think everybody pretends to like Crocs. they're just so ugly. I don't know. I have a pair. We had the marketing lady send us those Crocs, right? They're like a flip-flop style or whatever, sandal style. I will say I keep those by my garage door in case I got to run outside, put some trash out, do something. I slip those on. They're perfect for that, for sure. Perfect.
Gretchen has a pair of white Crocs. They're blisteringly white Crocs. And I see her slip them on every once in a while. So when I saw this list come up this morning, I shot her a text and I just said, do you ever wear those Crocs when you go out or just around the house? And her reply is, just around the house. For now.
Dun, dun, dun.
She might be building up the courage to wear them out of the house.
I know they're big with nurses and people on their feet all day because they are nice and squishy, but they're just so hideous.
I was going to try those ones that the Crocs marketing lady said she was going to send to us. But the regular Crocs she sent were like size 14 or something.
They're big. They're a little big, for sure.
Huge. So I never even got to try
them. A true flip-flop. A true ankle roller is what those are. Kale's on the list.
Oh, my God. That's a good one.
Extremely
spicy
stuff.
There's a restaurant chain. Have you seen the restaurant chain called Kale Me Crazy?
No. No.
Yes. They're called Kale Me Crazy.
Yeah, a lot of smoothies. Woo. Do you like number seven? I mean, we've talked about that too. The beach. People pretend like they like the beach when they're going. But again, it's the sand issue. And
that probably falls into the camping category, just not as high a percent. Like I say, half of people who claim they like camping don't. I think with the beach, probably 20%, 25% who say they like it just want to fit in.
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't mind. Like, I enjoyed, I think I told you, I enjoyed sitting on the beach when I went to see Dominic and Saber. I just had a little folding chair under a tent type of thing. That was pleasant. But as far as, like, throwing a towel down on the sand.
No, thank you.
No.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Let me roll through a few more that rolled in on my Facebook that aren't on the list. Pumpkin Spice made the list. People just made the list.
Yeah.
Well, the president made the list. That's Mary that said that, not me, the president. Let's see. Coffee. Fake meats made the list. Plant-based meats.
That's great.
And then a couple of other biggies that pop in are peaches and sushi. I don't know about the peaches. I think everybody loves peaches, right?
More nectarine on this end.
Are you? But I guess it's the fuzz factor. People don't like the fuzz on the peach.
They're too messy is my problem.
Yeah, you got
to
eat them over a sink.
Right, you have to eat over a sink or have some sort of towel in front of
you. And
you
make that noise when you're eating them?
Yeah. They taste delicious. That's why I like peach pie or peach cobbler is delicious.
Oh, yeah.
But eating a peach, it's too much work to try to stay clean.
Yeah, that's pretty
This one, you can get a laugh out of this. Driving a stick shift.
Can't do it. You know what? That's funny. That video popped up on my Facebook memories yesterday. That was 10 years ago now that you taught me to drive a stick shift. And that was the last time I drove the stick shift. 10 years right. ago.
Yeah, you know, I drive review cars, and they're constantly asking me, do you want a stick? And I'm like, well, I enjoy driving a stick occasionally.
Yeah.
But no. I would never want one full time because there's too much that I want to do in a car, and some of it is illegal, that I want my hands free. I don't want to to be.
Yeah.
I don't have to be
dealing
with that.
You want to be able to pick your nose and take a sip of your tea.
But if you're some sort of, you know, car snob or whatever, you're going to lecture everyone about how the standard transmission is the far superior way to be driving.
We slowly back out of the room when that guy starts talking.